This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks Podcast. We spoke to Vinay Rajni, Senior Technical and Derivative Analyst at HDFC Securities. The analyst gave us three buy calls and also shared views on Nifty. For the last five sessions, Nifty has been trying to sustain above 9,100 and has been consolidating in the narrow range of 9,200 and 9,270 on a closing basis. After bearish development on the short-term charts, Nifty has not seen follow-up selling. The level of 9,100 has been acting as strong support for the index. Any level below 9,116 could result in selling momentum in the Nifty. Below 9,116, the index could slide to the next supports of 8,980 and 8,700, which happens to be 38.2% and 50% retracement of the entire rise seen from 7,511 to 9,889. On the upside, the range of 9,500 and 9,550 could act as a resistance, where calls have been written and an island unfilled gap is placed. Daily MACD indicator has been struggling to move above its zero line. Daily DMI indicator has also reached the contraction zone and the positive move, which indicates weakness in the short-term trend. Breadth indicators on the Nifty 500 daily chart is giving the sign of market weakening. New high-low index and McLellan summation index have turned bearish on the daily chart. This has happened for the first time after March 5th, when the bullish signal was generated by the same indicators. It is advisable to remain cautious on the market. Any level below 9,116 could bring selling momentum in the Nifty, which could drag it towards 8,980 and 8,700 targets. Pullbacks and rallies should be utilized to lighten long commitments. However, the market would remain stock and sector specific. Bearish markets are likely to be headed by banking and the finance sector, while pharma and IT would remain outperformers, said the analyst. Here are three stock recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Sun Pharma is a buy call, a first call with a target price of ₹510 and stop loss of ₹437. Upside potential for this call is 10%. The primary trend of the stock has been bullish as it has been forming higher tops and higher bottoms since March 2020. The stock is trading above its 50, 100 and 200 day moving average. It has reversed north from its previous top support on the weekly chart. The relative strength of the stock has been significantly higher as compared to Nifty for the last many weeks. Weekly RSI and MACD have reached above their previous peaks and are showing strength in the trend. Lupin is the second call with a target price of ₹920 and stop loss of ₹809. Upside potential for this call is 8%. After a few days of consolidation, the stock has resumed its primary uptrend. In the month of April, it broke out from a long-term downward sloping trend line on the monthly charts. This month, the stock should see follow-up buying, said the analyst. It is placed above all important moving averages. Indicators and oscillators are also showing strength in the trend. Torrent Pharmaceuticals is the third call with a target price of ₹2,725 and stop loss of ₹2,350. Upside potential for this call is 9%. The stock has given a symmetrical triangle pattern breakout on the daily charts. It is very near to its all-time high. The primary trend has been bullish with higher tops and higher bottoms on the daily and weekly charts. This stock is one of the best performing stocks from the pharma sector. Volumes hang along with the price rise for the last four sessions. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.